Some good news for the Canes. The coach joins us on game day, which we're very appreciative of. Adam Griffith, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping back on the line. Now, I'm interested in, we've asked plenty of players what they get up to on game day. What does the coach do on game day? What does your morning and afternoon look like?
When they're night games, you've obviously got a fair bit of time, so you try and relax a little bit, go through, you know, a little bit of footage again, and we'll do our bowlers prep meeting this afternoon to make sure everyone's ready to go. But I'll probably watch it. I'll be watching a bit of NFL this morning, actually.
Are you a napper during the day?
No, I'm not. I sort of try and get as much sleep at night as I can, and once I'm up and about, I'm sort of up and I don't really nap. So, yeah.
Chiefs 16, Browns 3, by the way, and then we've got the Saints and the Buccaneers a little later on this morning.
Yeah, I think the second one will be the best game.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, tell us about the last couple of games. I mentioned you've stumbled a little bit. Do you put it down to anything in particular, or is it such a fickle game, T20, that it only takes a couple of things to be off and you can drop games in a row like you have?
Yeah, I think these tournaments, with the amount of games you play, every team goes through ups and downs, and, you know, we've had it every year for the last couple of years where we've, you know, you get your runs and you play really well and you have little stumbles, and it's about trying to get that momentum and winning games at the right time. So hopefully we've had our little down period and we can start winning some games towards the end of the tournament.
Adam, Maisie's had a little lazy $10 on the Canes to win the tournament. Do you still feel like it's such a compacted sort of ladder at the moment that anything's possible and that your best is still good enough against all of the teams in the comp left?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know that we've got the talent in our group to beat anyone when we're playing well. So, you know, I think we beat the Sixers first game and, you know, they're top of the ladder. So we know we've got the ability. It's just making sure that, you know, we do that consistently, and, you know, our batting groups hasn't quite fired the way they'd want to yet, but as I said, we know he's got the talent in there to do the job, and hopefully that gets underway for us tonight.
The pressure's been on the top order there. Is there a change of mindset that you guys are looking towards for the rest of the tournament?
A little bit, and I think there'll be a bit of a change in personnel as well, with Ingram out and Jack's coming back in. So he'll play a bit of a different role up the top there to try and get us going, get a bit of a spark for us, and hopefully that helps us out.
Fascinated with Ben McDermott's summer. Now, I've been a fan of Ben for a couple of years now. We actually had him on the show a few years ago, and he mentioned that one day cricket at that stage was his favourite form of cricket to play. Where do you see him long term? Is he going to be someone as a keeper that can always open the batting in the role that he's playing at the moment?
I think what makes Ben such a good player is he can bat in a lot of different roles. And I think ultimately, to play for Australia initially, he'll probably be playing that sort of middle order role. But for us, you know, we want him facing as many balls as he can, you know, to make as many runs as he can. He's got a couple of 90s off 50 balls for us this year, and, you know, he was the leading run scorer up until, I think, a game or two ago. So, again, like you said, the T20 game, it's, you know, it can be a bit up and down, and he's had that sort of a tournament this year, but his best is very destructive and as good as anyone going around.
And tell us about, I've been fascinated with Darcy Short's bowling. Mm. It seems to have come on quite nicely. He's picking up a number of wickets too with those wrist spinners. Is that something he's been working on closely over the last 6 weeks or so?
We've had him as one of our frontline spinners for a couple of years now. But I think now people are really starting to see how good he actually is. And he bowled a lot in the Shield in Adelaide before the start of the Big Bash, which helps a lot. You know, the more overs you're bowling, obviously, you know, that gets your consistency up. But his confidence level with the ball is pretty high at the moment. And anyone that can turn the ball both ways, he's going to be a weapon. And he's showing that he's a frontline spinner now and a genuine all-rounder.
Good to see him back in the runs as well. And he's only 41 runs away from being the first man for the Hurricanes to score 2,000 BBL runs. Just wanted to ask you about James Faulkner and where he's at the moment and what's going on there.
He had another little bit of a setback yesterday at training. Just sort of tightened up in his hamstring again. But look, he's doing everything he possibly can to try and get back. And And fingers crossed we can get him, you know, towards the end of the tournament. Same thing happened last year with his calf. He blew that sort of about the same time of the tournament as he did this year. So he managed to find his way back by the end. So we're hoping he can, but you know, hamstrings, you never know.
Adam, thanks so much for your time. As always on RSN 927, we've got a loyal Tasmanian listenership as well, so they all very much appreciate your company. Good luck tonight. Hopefully the cane train can get rolling again.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Thanks for having me, boys.
Adam Griffin.